Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first.
As the U.S. House of Representatives struggled and missed the deadline to extend the $600 bonus on top of your unemployment checks during COVID-19, HEALS Act and other programs debated, Congressman Denver Riggleman was on WCHV Radio Friday to take us inside what's happening.
Or bad money after good, however you want to say that, is that seems to be the least controversial stipulation, really, is that we're going to have the $1,200 checks again. And they, now they've added college-age dependents to the checks, right, which was a loophole that they had, that we had in the last CARES Act. So that seems to be the least controversial. And by the way, you know, we've already, what did we put out, $250 billion worth of that already? So that's the cheap part of it. I mean, that's what should scare people. The stimulus checks, based on what's already been spent, is not the sort of the biggest part of this spending that we're talking about with the HEALS Act and this phase four push. And
you can find the full interview in the podcast channel of WCHV.com. Today is the first day of phase 2.5, as Supervisor B. Lupisto curtly called it, Albemarle County and Charlottesville instituting stricter regulations on gatherings and being out and about in COVID-19 times.
If you are out in a public setting, you will have to wear a mask in Charlottesville and Albemarle County. The only exception to the rule is if you have a medical exemption. You will have to provide proof of that in order to go out without a mask. Experts say conditions that would qualify for a medical exemption include respiratory ailments like severe asthma, lung disease, kidney failure, or heart failure.
Emphysema, bronchitis, what we call chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Failure to follow the rules if you don't have an exemption can result in a misdemeanor.
One thing COVID-19 hasn't impacted is the annual Virginia summer sales tax holiday. The Virginia Department of Taxation says it begins August 7th for school supplies and hurricane and emergency preparedness products. You can find out exactly what qualifies for the sales tax holiday at the website tax.virginia.gov.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
It could get stronger. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Hurricane Isaias is a Category 1 as it blows through the Bahamas and makes a beeline for the Florida coast.
We expect it to be moving, you know, generally northwestward in the direction of southeastern Florida. And be very close to the coast late on Saturday or early on Sunday.
Meteorologist Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency for all of the state's counties along the Atlantic coast.
I want Floridians to know that the state of Florida is fully prepared for this and any future storm during this hurricane season.
The governor says shelters are being readied, although he